good morning. We're continuing Chayodam Aklal, Dalet, Simon, Vav, and we're talking about Kol. We're talking about Zmiris. Regards to a man hearing his wife, who was a Nida, sing. So again, now the question is going to be both in the context of singing in general, or in the context of and or in the context of Zmiris together with his wife when a woman is a Nida. The Piskei Tshuva in Yerodei and Simekup Sarihei quotes that the man has an isser of hearing his wife sing, wife was a Nida, to sing while she's period of time that she's a Nida. A husband is not allowed to hear his wife sing. And this is referring to the general issue of isser of kol beisha erva. He does raise it as he says at the end, maybe we need to look into this further, which he's not saying a definitive psak, but he seems to say that is the psak. Ramesha Feinstein in a tshuva says that it's roi lahachmer, it's appropriate to be machmer on this question, even though kol beisha erva is a drabonon. If it goes into, under the isser of her chokus, of the husband distancing himself from things with interfaces with his wife, which will cause him to potentially do something inappropriate as in a situation of a woman who's a nida. So Chazal put a series of isserim in place called her chokus. So Ramesh says it's right to be machmer in this regard as well. Many people have the minig to be makel. It is an isser rabbanon, and Rosh himself does point out that the language over here is not that it's definitive halach, it's that it must for sure decided, but it's appropriate to be machmer. So many people have the minute to be makel, and they have what to rely on to be makel. Does that extend to the situation where a person wants to say divrei Torah or divrei tefillah, which is, we've already pointed out, even women where one is allowed to hear them sing, Mishnah Berurah holds that one is not allowed to hear them sing while one is davening or learning. One may not daven or learn while the person is singing. So arguably, this should be the same thing as well. So even upon his mekel to hear a woman, his wife, who's a nida, sing, singing his mirrors together when a woman is a nida, would be an issue. Again, we have the Rabbeinu Yonah to be soimecha, and it says a person is not focusing on the sound of that. A person is focusing on their own singing and not the sound of the woman. It would be mutter. But we already pointed out the Mishnah only relies on that b'shas hatchak. If a person has a specific concern about this chumrah in regards to his family, difficult for the women of the family to accept it, it might be considered a shas hatchak. A person should be discussing that with a competent halachic authority. So we've discussed the scenario of a ketana already. We discussed the scenario of the various relatives, be it the blood relatives of a mother, daughter, sister. What stands still being discussed is a situation where there are other people there which are not related. So we already pointed out that there are two isurim over here. There's one isur which is mitzad the kol being an erva, one isur is mitzad the potential for hearer. These individuals, be it the ketana, be it the wife, which is since Chazal removed the yitzhara, we're not concerned mitzad the erva element. I'm not concerned about the hearer element. When we come to a non-related individual, we have the issue of erva, intrinsic issue of erva. Already pointed out that for that the heter kol shekol mishtami doesn't apply. The heter of the Rabbeinu Yonah is simply referring to the concern of divrei Torah and divrei tefillah. He's not addressing the issue of kol beisha erva in general. So if a person is in a situation with kol beisha erva in general, that it's harder to rely upon this leniency. The het of the Mordechai applies, that the Mordechai says a person doesn't have a choice. The person may continue doing whatever they have to do and try not to focus. So a person is in a situation where women are singing, relying on the opinions that women are allowed to sing, a person is able to try and focus on what they're doing and to not focus on the sound of the women, and he's allowed to continue doing what he's doing. But in regards to a person doing that, it seems to be quite questionable that a person should have a right to do that. We find an analogy to this issue of a person is in a situation where women are singing and how to deal with it based on a sugya in the Gemara Masechta, which I would like to touch on in the next shiur. And meanwhile, have a good day.